Hello, sir. Could you please state your name again?
Joseph Raymond Chakachiro.
Chakachiro. Okay. Mr. Neal is going to conduct your hearing this afternoon, sir.
Okay.
Okay, good afternoon, sir, and I'll apologize ahead of time if I butcher your last name.
That's all right.
Okay, Chakachiro?
Yes, that's right.
My name is Joseph Chakachiro, so the common way.
they've been just saying chocolate Cheerios, so I've been just going with it.
Well, sir, now we'll move on with this. Okay, you're planning for the Arizona Board of Executive Commissioners this afternoon in reference to the committee supervision revocation. I'm going to introduce the board members of the conductor hearing at this time. We have the Honorable Will Rittenhouse, the Honorable Michael Johnson, the Honorable Lee Canonis. My name is Dave Neal, Army, being here in Lee, and also the room we have Mr. Turner from the Department of Corrections, and also represent the parole office today. So, talking to this hearing, sir, you received a notification form advising you over here. Do you remember that form?
Yes, I do.
The other form you notified of your right to appear and speak on your own behalf or obtain a license attorney at your own expense. Did you hire an attorney or you were representing yourself today, sir?
Just representing myself.
All right. At this time, I'm going to swear you, Mr. Turner in. So you solemnly swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God, or speak,
yes.
Or do you swear from?
Yes, sir.
I do.
Okay.
Your hearing will be conducted in two phases, sir. In phase one, we'll determine if the terms and conditions of community supervision have been violated. And in phase two, we will determine whether your committee supervision should be revoked or reinstated. So in phase one, okay, before I go forward, I forgot to do this. I was going to ask you, according to the information we have, your scheduled release date is a week away, August 7th, 2018.
Okay,
there's absolutely no way in the world that if we go to return to community supervision that you would be released before that time. It's just too much administration involved. You are still entitled to a hearing if you so desire, or we can foreshorten it a bit if you wish to just kill your number. So do you want to kill your number or do you want to move forward with the hearing?
I'll just kill my number just to make it easier on you guys.
Okay, we still have to go through a little bit of, administrating, but it will be a lot shorter than the normal hearing. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to read the three allegations that are on the warrant, and after each one I'm going to ask you if it's true or false, and if you think it's false, then we'll have to get information from Mr. Turner to discuss it and finish that up. Okay, you understand, sir?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so allegation number one is violation of Arizona Conditional Supervision number 7, demonstrated by the use of methamphetamine on or about May 30, 2018, per the past GCMS lab report dated June 4, 2018. That true or false, sir?
That's true.
All right, allegation number two is violation of Arizona Conditional Supervision number 7. As demonstrated by the use of morphine on or about May 30, 2018, per the past GCMS lab report dated June 4, 2018. Is that one true or false, sir?
That one's true.
All right. Allegation number three, the violation of Arizona Conditional Supervision number 2, was demonstrated by your failure to allow access to your personal cell phone on or about June 6, 2018, as written in Arizona Conditional Supervision on June 1st, 2018. Is that true or false, sir?
That one is false.
False.
Yeah.
Okay. Say it's false, Mr. Turner will prevent information for allegation 3. Mr. Turner?
Allegation number 3. On 6-1-2018, the offender wrote and signed Arizona Condition Supervision of the States, hours at the Maricopa Reentry Center, MRC, 24601 North 29th Avenue, Phoenix, Arizona, will follow the rules and staff directives of MRC to include being in residency every night and before curfew. On 6-6-2018, MRC staff initiated another ICS with regards to the offender having a seizure. The offender was witnessed by several staff members. on top of a mattress laid on the floor. The offender did not appear to be having a seizure due to his immediate normal response. The offender had been cleared by EMT staff, stating he was not having an actual seizure. CCS Rodriguez made contact with the offender's mother at his residence. She informed the offender has been abusing drugs for several years and she is tired of it. She informed the offender is not welcome at her residence until he can remain drug free. On 6-6-2018, CO Castillo and CCS Rodriguez had a conversation with the offender in regards to his behavior. The offender stated he did not have an address inside of his phone where he could retrieve his medication. His cell phone was retrieved from the MRC locker, so I apologize. The offender stated he did have an address inside of his phone where he could retrieve his medication. His cell phone was retrieved from the MRC locker so the offender could unlock it. The offender placed several incorrect patterns on the phone, could not be opened. Due to the offender's drug use, his failure to comply with MRC rules, and his failure to unlock his cell phone, the offender was returned to ADC, Arizona Department of Corrections custody.
Okay, so what is false about that?
The reason I couldn't unlock it is because I really did have a seizure. I just didn't come to and wasn't able to, I didn't even really realize where I was at the time. But since I've been here, I've been on medications. I take medication every day, so I haven't had no seizures here. It's just they thought that I was trying to, I just couldn't remember the pattern. That's why I admit to the other stuff,
which
is that
part. All right, well, we'll still go ahead and full sort this. I understand your situation there, and I understand the confusion on their part, because they didn't get the access to the phone.
Right, that's true.
Okay, so, based on the testimony of Mr. Chacchero, and the information warrant number 2018W1649, and the information received from the Department of Corrections, I'm going to find that Mr. Chacchero was delinquent as a moderate term condition of his supervision, and that he may have lapsed or not lapsed in the criminal days or company. And I further move to revoke the community supervision of Mr. Joseph R. Chacchero, ABC number 252568, on that basis.
Second.
Agreed. Motion by myself, second by Mr. Morrison, moved by Mr. Morris, Mr. Watson. Okay, Mr. Chacchero, you're going to be out in 7 days. We did vote to revoke your community supervision. You'll be out in 7 days. We certainly hope if you guys plan to keep the new active ones and drugs again. And if you get your medication for your seizures, hopefully that will either subside or you'll be able to control it, and you won't have any more problems with it. So we wish you the best of luck.
All right.
And hope we don't ever see you in here in Orange again. And this will end your hearing.
Right. Okay, thank you guys. I appreciate it very much.
Thank you.
Mr. Chacchero, could you please give the phone back to the CO3?
Okay.
Thank you.